think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Continuing our series, Profiling Actors in the Chicago Performing Community, today I'm joined by a wonderfully gifted actress, Anna Hojati. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much. Happy to be here.
All right. Now, let's go back to the very beginning. When did you first start thinking that you wanted to be a performer?
Oh, wow. honestly, ever since I was a kid, back when I was about like 7 or 8 years old, I lived on the East Coast. And one day I just decided that I wanted to be an actress and a model and told my parents. And so they set me up with some like modeling and acting classes over at like the plaza by our home. So I started out there.
And what actresses and actresses did you look up to at the time?
Ooh, that's a very good question. When I was younger, I'd have to say, I like Leonardo DiCaprio is one of my favorite actors. Mm-hmm. I think he's amazing. I've always looked up to him. I remember as a kid watching like Titanic and, you know.
Yeah, Titanic.
Admired his performance so much.
Romeo and Juliet, he was phenomenal in that.
Oh, yeah.
He's just such a gifted actor. Such a gifted actor.
Of course, yeah.
And so what made you want to do what your idols did? What made you want to play pretend?
I honestly would see them, you know, like acting in like a movie or a show or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that looks fun. I think I can do that. And then I was kind of a dramatic kid, so I would just kind of like mess around with my like parents. And so they're like, yeah, I think you'd be good in acting.
You know, I was always the kid putting on shows in my garage or in the front yard. Anyone who would come to see it. Were you like that with your parents?
Oh, yeah. I would do like make-believe like shows and stuff on my own. I would pretend that I had like a news TV show, and I'd be like the broadcaster, and I'd have like fake stories I'd go over, and I would like make them like sit there and watch me and listen.
Oh, that's awesome. Aren't parents wonderful for what they put up with?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, definitely.
So outside of doing shows for your parents, what was your first acting experience?
So, like I said, I started when I was a kid back on the East Coast. I did a lot of like auditions. I used to live in Pennsylvania, like near Philadelphia. So my parents would take me to the city, New York City, to go to like auditions for like TV shows and things like that. So that was like my first experience as a kid. And then I kind of took like a 20-year hiatus. and then my very first like performance that I actually did was back in 2018. After a 20-year hiatus, I decided to get back into it.
So what was the change after 20 years of, oh, I like this, but I'm doing other stuff? What made you say, okay, I want to act now, 20 years later?
So basically, I went through a lot of anxiety as a kid. We moved around a lot, and I developed really bad anxiety, and it was hard enough for me to like make friends in general. So, you know, going and joining like the theater group or, you know, starting to act was just a lot for me. It was scary. And so I actually met one of my very good friends, who is part of the theater community in Woodstock as well. I met him at one of my first jobs, and we got to talking, and he told me about how he worked with, you know, Town Square Players, with Woodstock, Opera House, back in the day. And, you know, I told him about like my history and my interests, and he basically was like, oh, you should totally come and audition for shows and everything. And he definitely helped me get in. And he knew about like my anxiety and everything. And so he was very supportive and kind of pushed me to get into it.
Now, you've worked on stage in a number of different shows, including comedy, drama, and Shakespeare, and also on video at least once that I know of for Bits of the Bard. I would like to talk about each of those genres, comedy, drama, and Shakespeare. Since I first saw you in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, let's talk about comedy first. What appeals to you about comedy?
Comedy, I think it's such a fun genre to watch, and it's also a fun genre to, you know, perform in. It is difficult because you have to like be spot on with timing and everything. So it was definitely a challenge, but just making people laugh and, you know, having fun moments like on stage is what's appealing to me.
And what was the audition process like for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike?
Oh boy. So that was my very, very first audition for a theater production. And like, that was after my 20-year hiatus. So I was very, very nervous for that. I took a look at the script, memorized one of the monologues, and just kept practicing it over and over again. I recorded myself. I, again, in front of my mom, was like, you got to watch this, you know, give me some critique. Let me know how it is. And I remember the day of the auditions, I was so nervous. I was in the parking lot, sitting in my car, and I'm like, you know what? I don't have to go in. Like, you know, this is like, I don't need to do it if I don't want to. But I was like, no, you know, I already put in so much work, and I really want to do this. It's something I enjoy. Still, you know, struggling with that anxiety, and I just kind of kept debating with myself for a bit, and then finally, I built up the courage, got out of the car, went inside. You know, signed my name in, and I'm waiting there, and like the whole process is new to me, so I'm just, you know, taking it all in, still nervous. I get into the room, and David Gager, the director, he was there with a couple others, and you know, he was so nice, he was so supportive, so welcoming, and he made it so, you know, so easy and calming. But again, I was so nervous, so I just like, I kind of just like started my monologue, and then I was so nervous and I kind of messed up. So I stopped, which like in acting, you're supposed to just keep going. But again, I was again new to it. So I didn't know that. And then he's like, no, it's okay. Just, you know, take a breath and start again. And so I did. And he was like, oh my God, that was wonderful. That was so good. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
So this is your first audition after 20 years and you got the part.
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to? What was your natural quality that showed, that shined through?
Honestly, I think the character, I played Nina in that show, and I think I myself can relate to that character a lot. Just like a sweet, innocent girl next door kind of character. The play was actually set in Pennsylvania, and like I mentioned, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so a lot of, you know, relatable factors there. And so I really just kind of used my own, a little bit of myself and added to it. And I think, you know, just a little bit of my nerves kind of helped it too, just bring the character to life.
Yes, yes, I can see that entirely. Yeah, I think really to be successful in a part, you kind of have to find where you relate to it on a personal level and then exploit those similarities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she was such a fun character to play.
Tell us a little bit about the character. She's sweet and innocent. And what else? What can you tell us about that character?
Yeah, so like I said, she's very sweet, innocent, basically like your girl next door. That's like exactly like how you can describe her. And in the show, she was an aspiring actress like myself. So again, that relatable factor. And just, you know, wanting to do what she loves and, you know, wanting to meet new people and, you know, just innocent and, you know, passionate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all that showed through, you know, I really loved that show. It was a wonderful experience from the audience. And your innocence and beauty really shine through. Now, most actors have a bucket list of roles that they would like to play. Do you have any comedies on your bucket list?
I don't think I have any comedies. I have honestly always been more interested in like drama roles.
Now, the next thing I saw you in after Vanya and Sonia and Mash and Spike was A Few Good Men, which is a dark drama. It's a very emotionally tense play, is how I'd put it. So I know you can handle dramatic roles. What makes a dramatic role appealing to you?
A dramatic role is, it's just, I feel like you need to bring something, you know, deeper within yourself to be able to, you know, bring that drama out. You have to kind of let go and, you know, just feel what the character or what you think the character should be feeling in that moment. And I just think the raw emotion of drama is, that's more appealing for me to play.
So tell us about your character in A Few Good Men.
So I was a few different characters. I was part of the ensemble track. I played a lawyer, I played a doctor, and the court reporter.
What I remember was you had the most perfect military posture. You know, and it's those little details that really make a performance shine. Do you do a lot of backstory for your characters?
Thank you. So I try to do, you know, research on the characters that I will be playing, you know, kind of figure out like their, you know, who they are, what they're trying to, you know, portray. We actually had two military cast members in the cast who were able to kind of show us, you know, the ropes and walk us through. So we did a lot of training actually during rehearsals for that, which was so cool. And, you know, it was so cool to be a part of and to learn, you know, how they do certain things. And it was definitely a great experience.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at Huntley Radio. com. Today, I'm joined by a beautiful ingenue who excels in both comedy and drama, Anna Hojati. Now, Anna, you have also done Shakespeare. Tell us a little bit about your first Shakespeare experience.
Oh, boy. So Shakespeare. I love Shakespeare. It's very difficult to play Shakespeare. But yeah, so the first show I did was Hamlet. It was an abridged adaptation by Thomas Newman, which he's brilliant. And that show was so fun. I got to play Horatio, which is like Hamlet's like best bro. So it was difficult. I you know, I remember reading Shakespeare back in high school and in college, and you know, the wording and everything is so interesting to me, and just, you know, the tragic stories of everything is so interesting. I do remember having to have to like read, like look at my lines and then like kind of like figure out what Shakespeare is saying in like today's language.
Yes.
So I did have to do that a little bit because I wasn't like completely brushed back up on that. So that was a bit of a challenge, but it was definitely fun.
And now, did you do any kind of training in Shakespeare in high school? You mentioned reading some plays in high school.
Yeah, so I haven't had any formal training or anything in regards to Shakespeare, but you know, like in English class, we did a lot. We went over a lot of his works. So I remember reading about, like, you know, Romeo and Juliet. Obviously, is like the most popular one, most well known, I would say. You know, like Macbeth and Hamlet. I remember reading about it in high school for class.
Now, you played Horatio, which is normally a male role. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So did you have to do any kind of gender bending to make the role work?
Slightly, a little bit, not completely. Just a little bit.
Okay. And then now you follow that up with Bits of the Bard, which was a video of Shakespeare monologues. That was also by Elgin Theater Company. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And well, you did an absolutely wonderful monologue from Romeo and Juliet. And I was wondering, Is performing for the camera different than performing on stage?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. it's so very different. When you're performing on stage, you know, you have a live audience, so it's, you get one chance to do, you know, to do your lines and to do the scene, and then you have the reactions of the audience, which is great. Filming is a little bit different. There's a little bit of a longer process. You know, you don't have an audience right there. It's just, you know, the crew and the director and everyone that's, you know, working on it. So it's a different experience.
Did you like it more or less than stage?
Oof. I enjoy both. I do enjoy both. I do prefer live audiences just because, again, like I love that reaction. I love, you know, hearing them laugh or go, ooh, or ah, or, you know, just the having that reaction is, I feel, it makes it so much more fun.
Yes, yes. The immediate reaction of live theater is, it's kind of like a drug. It's very addictive.
Yeah, it is.
Now, was Juliet a dream role for you?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes. Like I said, in high school, read Romeo and Juliet, and I know there's a lot of mixed opinions about that play in particular, but I've always loved it and definitely loved the role of Juliet. So when I was asked to do that, I was, you know, very, very appreciative, grateful, and excited.
Now, I know a number of theater people organized online readings of plays and screenplays as kind of a creative outlet during the pandemic. And one mm-hmm. of those was Thomas Newman, who's been a guest on the show. And he's been talking about classic Zoom works, which is readings of Shakespearean and other classic scripts. Have you been a part of any of those readings?
I've been a part of a few of his readings on classic Zoom works. There's a few different platforms that are out there during the pandemic. So I kind of have been branching out a little bit, trying to do a little bit of other things as well. But yeah, I did a couple with him.
And what other ones did you do? You mentioned there's a few.
Yeah, so there's on Facebook, there's Zooming the Movies, which a lot of my theater friends are part of. And it's been such a great outlet to have, again, along with Thomas Newman's classic Zoom works. They're both just great platforms. Zooming the Movies is a little bit different. It's actual movies and not just Shakespeare, so a little bit more broader.
What are some of the fun titles that you've done, some of the fun shows?
Oh my goodness, my favorite one had to have been Star Wars Phantom Menace, where I got to play Padme, which was also a dream role.
All right.
Literally, when I got that, when I got the message of like requesting to be Padme, I jumped on my bed up and down. I was like, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. And how was the experience? Was it everything you hoped for?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was so fun.
What are some of the other shows or screenplays that you've done readings of?
Oh, boy. There's so many that we've done that it's all become a blur. There's been so many of them. Yeah, sorry.
When you do a reading, how much preparation goes into it?
So for the virtual readings, I typically will show interest in the ones that movies I've seen and have an interest for. And, you know, I go through, we get the script ahead of time. So I'll go through the script, I'll highlight my lines, I'll go over it a couple times, be prepared. I try to do like costume changes and different makeups if I can, if I have time for it. I don't always do, unfortunately, but I try to prepare as much as I can.
And what is it about the character of Padme that appealed to you most?
Oh my goodness. I've always been such a Star Wars fan ever since I was a kid. Having an older brother, he got me into all of that nerdy stuff.
Gotcha.
So. and I remember when episodes 1 and 2 and 3 came out, I was around for those. I wasn't around for the original episodes, so I got to see those in theater, which was pretty cool. And Natalie Portman is also an actress that I've always looked up to as well. So her playing Padme, just this, like, she's sweet, she's, you know, strong-willed, she's very, you know, for her people, which I love that she stands up for her people. And I think that's what really intrigued me the most about her.
And Natalie Portman is such a wonderful actress. Black Swan in particular stands out as one of her really great roles.
Oh, yeah, that was phenomenal. She did such a good job.
Yeah.
In that.
Just unexpected how brilliant she was in that. Mm-hmm. Now that theaters have started to open back up, do you have any opportunities on the radar of some more performing opportunities for yourself?
Well, right now, I am working on a couple projects where we're filming them to be viewed later. I haven't looked into any in-person auditions yet. I've kind of been taking it a little bit slow. It's been a little challenging coming out of the pandemic from, you know, doing virtual readings where you have the script right in front of you.
Yeah.
Having to go back and like memorize everything. It's like relearning it a little bit, I guess. So
what
I'm slowly getting back.
Do you have any tricks for memorization?
I know a lot of people do it differently. I basically will just keep reading the same, like I'll read it over and over again. And I'll memorize like one line at a time, and then I'll like start from the top and I'll go from there. I know there's probably better ways to do it, but that's always worked for me.
Now, we talked a little bit about comedy bucket list roles, and you indicated that you're more of a drama person. What are some of the bucket list roles you have for drama?
Oof. For drama, I would say the first one that comes to mind is The Notebook. Nicholas Sparks, the role of Allie. I so love that movie. That the book was amazing, mm-hmm. and the way that Rachel McAdams portrayed that character was also very wonderful. And that's honestly the kind of acting I would love to really do, is that kind of dramatic role.
What is it that makes a role appealing to you?
I think having a character, having a real character, someone that's real, that you can relate to, that has, you know, real life things going on, and where you can show kind of that raw emotion.
Mm-hmm. And what is your biggest challenge as an actress?
My biggest challenge as an actress is honestly still getting over that anxiety hurdle of getting in, like, you know, doing the auditions. And whenever we have like opening night, I always get so anxious and nervous, but it's a good kind of anxious nervous, but that's still something that I'm dealing with. So that's, I would say.
Okay. And now what advice would you give to somebody who wants to audition for a show for the first time?
The advice that I would give is do as much preparation as you can. Do the best you can and just have fun with it. Just have fun.
And what are some of the most important things that you have learned so far as an actress?
Well, I've learned a lot. I've been lucky enough to work with such wonderful actors and actresses, and I've learned a lot from them as far as, you know, how they prepare for their roles, and you know, how to present on stage and learning the ropes, basically.
And what advice would you give to somebody who auditions for a show and doesn't get cast?
I would say that it's amazing that they auditioned, that they went as far and had the courage to audition. It's a learning experience. So even if you don't get a part, you still have that experience of going to that audition and, you know, giving it your best, giving it your all. And you may have not been, you know, who they were looking for that certain role, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not talented and you might not, you know, you could get another role in the future. So I just think it's helpful to get that experience. The more auditions you do, the more comfortable you become.
Because now you're an old hat. You've been doing this for so many years now. we talked a little bit about some of the actors that you looked up to as a child. What about now? Is there different actors that you look up to now?
Let's see. I would say, honestly, I stick to the same kind of people. I would say there are some younger actresses that I've started to look up to, which is a little bit interesting because they're younger. But like Nina Dobrev, I saw her on The Vampire Diaries, loved her performance as Elena in that show. Selena Gomez, I do love her as well. She's been in a lot of different things. So I look up to them a little bit, but I still always have Leo in my heart. He's never left.
And do you ever consider doing, well, when you're in a play, the director is kind of like a teacher. You can learn from everybody, from every experience. Do you find that you're a learner from the directors?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. You know, you always come up with your own ideas and everything about how you want to play a character. But, you know, the directors always have their, you know, ideas as well. And so when they give feedback, I find it very, very helpful. I love the feedback. I love the criticism. I love being able to know what I can work on and how to do it. So I've been very fortunate enough to work with directors who've been exactly like that and have helped me through it. So I'm very grateful for that.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Today we've been visiting with Anna Hojati, an up-and-coming leading lady. With theater starting to open up again, you should be able to see Anna Hita on stage again soon. Thank you so much for your time today. I've had such a blast visiting with you. And I and the listeners will look forward to seeing you on stage sometime soon.
Thank you so much. I definitely enjoyed this. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.